Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Goodyear Assurance Weather Ready. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money in markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, April 19th, heading into the weekend, middle of April. Weather still not amazing out here in Southern California. Waiting for it to just consistently get to the 70s so I can enjoy life. Tank top weather. Goodness gracious. It's an exciting weekend. There is NBA playoff action happening. Now, tonight, we get treated with two play-in games, but the problem is a bunch of stars are missing. Zion Williamson and Jimmy Butler. Not great. I'll tell you about my bets on those games in a second. And then Saturday, we get Sixers-Knicks. Magic, Cavs, Lakers, Nuggets, Suns, Timberwolves, and then Sunday we'll get action. The Mavs, Clippers, and Pacers, Bucks. No Giannis, obviously, for game one, as we discussed. So we'll talk about the NBA shortly. Great guest today to talk about the NFL draft, which is now less than a week away. It is Brently Weissman, used to work for the Chargers. Good insight into the Chargers. Good insight into draft boards in general. Some interesting stuff on Keon Coleman, Marvin Harrison. I'm stoked for the draft. It's less than a week away. I will say the one issue I have is all the BS flying around. People are starting to finally notice it. They're like, this is weird. The Jaden Daniels odds have been going up, just crazy. There, he went from like minus 150 to like minus 400 to be the second pick. And then they're like, oh, and strangely, it started plummeting again on Thursday. And I was like, this is all moving on nothing. There's no facts. There's nothing happening. It's all just rumors and innuendo. And, oh, well, Adam Schefter may have hinted at this when he said this. And, I mean, listen, the limits are low. There's nothing to get too excited about. I still think it's Drake May going second. Nothing's going to really get me off that short of some massive intel on May. The medicals don't check out, whatever. It's tough sifting through the smoke screens. I forget who said it recently, but they said, listen, all the NFL draft stuff that you're hearing now is just plants from agents. Agents planting stuff with the media. Oh yeah, guess what? My client, hey, listen, no attribution, but my client got a call from. My client's going to visit with. You know, just leaking stuff. Listen, do you know how many visits? I think each team gets like 30 visits. And you see stories that Spencer Rattler, ooh, he's climbing up draft boards. Could Spencer Rattler sneak in the first? Like, stop. I don't know. Some of it's just nauseous, but I like talking draft. I just don't like all the rumors and BS. I was going to dive into this Belichick story, but I think I'm going to sit on it because I've got a decent game plan idea for how to attack it. And I want to kind of kick it around this weekend before I unleash it. I will say I do like that Belichick is finally fighting back. He just sat there like a punching bag. He basically, for the last month, was Rocky Balboa in the early rounds against Ivan Drago. And he just took a pounding. But guess what? Belichick took it, and now he's fighting back. And I'm not ready to say, the Russian is cut. He's bleeding. You know, we're not there yet. But Belichick is planting some seeds. He's now doing a draft night thing. It's pretty clear he's going to be doing some stuff with Peyton in Omaha. Like, Belichick is fighting back. He's going to be coaching in the league next year. I'm sorry, guys. We can all say he's old and front office and he did player evaluation. Okay, that's fine. We could say that. And a lot of factual stuff there based on the draft. He struggled, but I'm going to go ahead and bet on Belichick being a head coach in the NFL somewhere next season. Vengeance will be his. Now, if the Jets go sideways and that job opens up and he wants to get revenge on Robert Kraft, well, going to the Jets and taking it out on the Patriots would surely be fun. Now, he doesn't like the Jets. He did go there once and then rebuffed them. He could go Buffalo Bills. There's Dallas Cowboys chatter all over the place, but Belichick's interesting. All right, real quick on NBA playoffs tonight. It's just, I know the Pelicans have dominated the Kings and no Zion. And you're like, oh, well, they still have CJ McCollum and Brandon Ingram and Alvarado and Herb Jones. And I don't know, guys. How's this? You want to get crazy? Let's do something silly just for fun. Right? You know, we don't all have to bet $1,000, $500 on all these games. You could do something fun. What if, and again, there's no, in the NFL, there's key numbers of 3 and 7. There really aren't massively key numbers in the NBA. There are some, 2, 3, 4 obviously are big, but none of those carry the weight that 3 and 7 do in the NFL. What if we did a silly teaser? And we tease the Kings to getting points, and we tease the Bulls up. No Jimmy Butler is going to be tough for Miami. I know they're at home, but I'm telling you, this team's beat up. So no Rozier, no Duncan Robinson, no Butler. That's three of your top seven. And again, I know there's no way the Bulls are going to shoot as well as they did. Kobe White will return to Earth, but I don't see how the Heat run away and hide here. They're only favored by 1.5. And if you do a silly teaser, and you get the, 5.5-point teaser, you get the Bulls getting 7? Really? I mean, listen, I know Caruso's obviously a big loss because he could D up Tyler Hero. He's your defensive hound. And the Heat have guys they can throw at DeMar DeRozan. And I don't even know if you throw somebody at Kobe White. Like, come on, he's not going to go off again. I like Kobe White. I just don't think he's going for 40 again. So I'm just for fun, just to have some action. I would tease the Bulls up and tease the Kings to getting some points. Two road teams. Now, obviously, that's not great because you're fading. Everybody wants to fade Pelicans without Zion, Heat without Butler. So it's kind of chalky. So to give myself a little breathing room, I would just do a teaser. Now, listen, that is a dumb bet. I don't mind admitting that, but you're not going to find an edge on either of these games anyway, given the injuries. So if you just want to be checking your phone Friday night, you're not going to obviously stay in and watch this. You're trying to make something happen. You probably put a little teaser action. Bulls, Kings, and then just root for close games. Win or lose, getting some points, close games, and you start the weekend right. Saturday, I will tell you this. I haven't bet it yet, but I do like the Knicks. Favored by 3. I'm very curious how Embiid bounces back. The Sixers had to spend most of their week game planning for the Heat. That was not a lock that they were going to win that game. And you know Nurse has to be troubled that they could not handle a zone. So I do think Sixers are in some trouble here. I like Knicks. I don't know about to cover 3. I do like the Knicks to win. I like the Cavs to win. I like the Lakers to cover. Yes, I'll be taking the 7. I just think that's a little bit too high. It's game 1. Lakers have had a little rest here, and they're going to be going into Denver. I think Denver's probably going to be, my guess is Denver's maybe a little rusty with a week off. And I think there's a close game. I'm not saying Lakers are going to win, but I'll take the 7 for sure. And then, of course, Suns will win game 1 in Minnesota. And I did tell you guys the parlay of Pacers to win the series and Mavs to win the series. I'm sorry, it was Suns and Pacers. But if you want to get real spicy, Mavs, Suns, and Pacers to win the series. Problem with Mavs is I don't know what's up with Kawhi. This podcast could drop, and 2 hours from now, we hear Kawhi Leonard's going to start in game 1. Yeah, that's just the range of outcomes on Kawhi. Like, we know Giannis is out game 1, probably out game 2. Okay? We don't know anything about Kawhi. How is it that Jimmy Butler gets hurt and within 24 hours we hear, oh, he's going to be out for a couple weeks? Zion gets hurt. We hear instantly, well, 12 hours later, whatever it was, it's a hamstring, he's not going to play. Yet Kawhi has been out, and it's a mystery. What, the league doesn't have rules on this? I thought we had to reveal injuries. I'm a little disappointed the Clippers are able to keep it this under lock and key. I don't know, man. I'll be disappointed if the Mavs don't win this series. I'll just say that. All right. Without further ado, let's get to our guest, Brently Weissman, former NFL scout for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome back to Straight Fire. We had him on 2 years ago before the draft. Great stuff. He's a former Chargers scout, Brently Weissman. Brently, how you doing, man?
J-Mac, doing good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're less than 10 days to the draft. A lot of chatter. I'm always suspect, Brently, about some of this late draft movement. This Jaden Daniels is now going to go too. I mean, I don't know. The J.J. McCarthy trade-up stuff is kind of wearing on me. I'm just curious. Let me start with somebody who's not a quarterback, because everybody wants to talk quarterbacks. We'll come back to him. But let me start with this guy, Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end, right? He suffers the injury. And all of a sudden, we see tight ends that were overdrafted do not deliver. Kyle Pitts. And now I think Brock Bowers didn't do anything at the combine. And even in his pro day, didn't do much. And now it's like, oh, yeah, he's going top 10. What am I missing here? What are you hearing on Brock Bowers?
So Brock Bowers, a lot of the conversation, I would say, over the past 2 months is less about Brock Bowers and more about the position, right?
Yeah.
It's people are now kind of realizing, hey, the cost saving that you don't get essentially when you draft a tight end due to the fact that you have to pay a tight end, a top 10, X amount of money, and you compare it to the other players in other more kind of just more established positions, you're actually losing money by drafting a tight end in the top 10 and compared to a receiver, where if you franchise tag a receiver, it's about $30 million. If you franchise tag a tight end, it's dang near the same price as when you draft one. And so it doesn't really make sense to draft one super high. But as it relates to Brock Bowers, I haven't talked to a single scout, a single coach who doesn't have him in their top 8 players. Brock Bowers, really. And so when Brock Bowers purely on tape, easily, surefire, should be a top 10 pick. Now, to your point, J-Mac, I wish he did do some things at the combine. I would have loved to know what he ran. I know he's fast. I would have loved to see a number by his name. I think if he would have ran, I think we wouldn't even have a conversation. I think he would be for sure a top 10 pick. I think he actually hurt himself by not working out, because I do think he's such a good athlete. But I think overall, if you trust the tape, the evaluation's pretty easy. It's clear he's an electric playmaker. He finds ways to get the ball in his hands. He's competitive at the point of attack as a blocker. Outstanding after the catch. He's a guy, if you need a playmaker, whether it's a tight end or even a slot receiver, you could insert Brock Bowers and he'd be a difference maker.
Interesting. So maybe he applies to the whole, Jay, you watched the guy the last 2 years rave about, the last three, dominant, awesome. And now you're suddenly coming off him. And again, it's not about the player. Like you said, it's about the position. And I'll say the same thing kind of sort of applies to me for Drake May. Love what I saw the last 2 years. Obviously, he wasn't as good this past year as he was 2 years ago. But I can't come off thinking Drake May is the second best quarterback in this draft. You can show me all the tape you want on Jaden Daniels. Yes, he put up massive numbers in a down year for the SEC, and a lot of those numbers are inflated against real bad teams. I don't know. I trust what I saw over May. So I'm still May as the second best quarterback. Where are you on that situation?
J-Mac, we are in complete agreement.
All right.
I am still Drake May as QB2, and it's for a lot of the same reasons as you mentioned. When you compare him and Jaden Daniels, Drake May is, almost 2.5-3 years younger. Drake May is maybe not the caliber athlete as a Jaden Daniels, but Drake May is still a phenomenal athlete. You let him lose his legs, he's going to gain yards. Drake May is almost 25 more pounds heavier than Jaden Daniels. And for me, the separator is Drake May's ability to just drive the football and some of those tight window throws over the middle of the field is, to me, significantly better than Jaden Daniels. I don't know about Jaden Daniels' level of velocity when it comes to gripping the ball in between double coverage, between the hashes. I don't know if he has that zip to get it to point A to point B. I do know that Drake May does. And the thing about Jaden Daniels is, to your point, he's been in college since, 2018, 2019.
Yeah.
He literally played Justin Herbert as a true freshman, and Herbert was a senior. Like, he's been in college for that long. It's fair to question, is this, his ceiling? Is this as good as Jaden Daniels is going to be? Whereas Drake May, I don't think he's got the level of coaching that Jaden Daniels has gotten over his career. He hasn't played with nearly the same level of skill talent that Jaden Daniels has, yet the tape isn't that far apart. So I am taking the risk on the more prototypical quarterback, the size, arm strength, and athleticism, the one who's younger, and the one who, to me, has the higher upside. And so none of this is to take away from Jaden Daniels. I like Jaden Daniels, but I just feel like there's more upside and just a little more something to chew on with Drake May.
Interesting. I will ask, this is kind of a weird question, but off this whole Drake May, Jaden Daniels debate, you could argue whoever gets taken by the Patriots is kind of up Schitt's Creek, and they're going to have major problems. You go to Washington, you're like, oh, you got Cliff Kingsbury. The receivers are solid there. Obviously, going to the Bears, you're kind of stacked at receiver, good offensive line. I feel like the Patriots have nothing. You follow up a coach like Belichick, and it's like, okay, we'll give the new guy a year or two, maybe three, and then we're going to get the real coach in here. He's just like a bridge guy. I don't know. Can any of these quarterbacks, Caleb won't go there, but can any of these quarterbacks, McCarthy, Penix, go to New England and succeed, do you think?
I think we would have to be fair with our assessment in year one and year two. I think if we are, expecting any quarterback, let alone Caleb, to come into New England and have the type of year as C.J. Stroud or even A. Richardson before he got hurt in Indy. I think we'll be disappointed. They don't have the offensive infrastructure to help a young quarterback and prop him up. They would be, if they took a young quarterback, they would probably be the betting favorite to be the worst team in the league next year. And I think that that's okay. I think that they should, that none of this should deter them from taking a quarterback, because ultimately their guy's not on their roster. But there, we've seen teams draft a quarterback and struggle for a few years and then kind of eventually turn that corner once they've been able to kind of build that infrastructure. I'm still not giving hope on Bryce Young. I mean, Bryce Young last year with Carolina, I mean, it was a shit show. As you mentioned, it was a complete shit show. And I think that any quarterback that goes to New England is probably going to look pretty similar. Very low expectations for a coaching staff. Doesn't have many skilled players. Offensive line is suspect at best. They're probably not going to succeed. Yeah. But I think over time, if you have faith in Elliott Wolf, the new Patriots GM, and an ability to build a roster, really kind of make smart decisions in free agency in the next few drafts, they can have success. It just may not be in year one or year two.
Got it. I guess I am kind of curious. You said you're not done with Bryce Young. What would he have to do for you to not be done with him this season? I'm not saying specific numbers, but in specific growth areas that you could see with Canales, who is, you know, he rehabbed Geno. He kind of fixed Baker Mayfield. He's got a rich history, but it's a tall order in Carolina where the skill position players just are kind of lacking.
Yeah. For Bryce, for me, it was the, I mean, one, I mean, he was my quarterback one last year. So I'll say that. Like, I missed on Stroud, even though I had him QB2. Bryce was my guy. It was pretty alarming, I'd say, how small he looked in the NFL. Like, it was pretty eye-opening. But for me, it was, he didn't look under control. You know, he never looked poised in the pocket when bullets were following around him. And I get it. His offensive line gave him no time to stand back there. But you'd still like to see someone just play a little more in control, right? Mm. And know where to go with the ball and make quick decisions and be on time and speaking of flow. And I never saw that with Bryce. And to Bryce's credit, you know, obviously they had the coaching change and all of that. I do think that with Dave Canales and, you know, ideally they draft a young receiver at pick 33, I think it is, in the top of the second round. Ideally, they can get him some weapons and get him some level of stability on offense. And I think Bryce can just take gradual steps. I'm not asking him to be C.J. Stroud, but if he can just take gradual steps, I think he will begin to show why he was that guy who got drafted number one overall last year.
So you mentioned you had Bryce Young as the first quarterback. Everybody, nobody says otherwise. Everybody did. Why do we still struggle? Not just us, teams. I mean, we're not privy to getting interviews with all these quarterbacks. We're not in the room with them at the combine. No, the teams are having way more access than us, and they're struggling just as much as us when it comes to drafting. When is that going to change, if ever?
It's probably never going to change. It's not, unfortunately, it's not an exact science. You know, a lot of this is luck. A lot of this is never fully understanding the surroundings of the quarterback in college, right? I mean, Bryce, obviously, he played with John Mechie, Jameson Williams, you know, all sorts of other top NFL talent, let alone offensive line. I mean, it's hard to always kind of just take away the player from his surroundings, the support staff, the coaches. It's just, it's difficult. Yeah. Now, obviously the tape is the tape and you hope that your evaluation of the tape can get you to that point, but there's just so much you don't know from the makeup, from the guy's work ethic, from the guy's just drive to be great. You know, those are all things that you can interview them all you want. You never know what's inside someone, right? And okay. So I think it's just very subjective.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How can you quantify desire to win, want, work ethic? Can like, is there any way during the interview process you can suss that out? And I don't know the answer. Right. I'm just spitballing here. Because like, for instance, and this is granular and very selfish, but it's all about me on the pod anyway. You know, like my desire is to create a men's basketball league dynasty out here in LA. And, you know, we won a title and, you know, then we had a couple guys injured. And Brentley, I'm not going to lie, like, I hit the quote unquote transfer portal looking to improve our roster, and nobody can I guarantee you our team will be improved more than anyone else in the league heading into next year. How can you quantify that? Just because I want it bad. I want to dominate. I don't know what's in me that has me wired like that, but like, you can do that with a Tom Brady. And I'm just going to guess here, but when you walk into Michigan as a seventh QB on the depth chart as a freshman and you end up like winning a bowl game as a junior and senior, and then you are doubted again in the NFL. You go in the sixth round and you just catch a lucky break with Bledsoe. And then boom, next thing you know, your work ethic has you as the best quarterback ever. And you're winning Super Bowls. There should be a way in someone's DNA to suss that out. No.
Ideally. And if anyone was able to figure that out, they'd be, you know, they'd be the best GM or decision maker evaluator of all time. I think it's a perfect kind of mix that has to happen, right? You obviously have to have the base level of talent. That's number one. You have to have the physical ability to succeed at the NFL. And I think it's the intangibles. That's where the margins are. You know, that's what really kind of separates people. And in Tom Brady, I mean, Tom Brady was, if he wasn't going to be a professional quarterback, he was going to be a CEO, you know. I think he's just driven that way. Now, all the quarterbacks when you interview them, they're probably all going to seem like, you know, because they're trained. You know, they're nowadays the agents, their coaches, their handlers, their managers, they're training these guys to answer specific questions to memorize. So a lot of GMs get fooled, you know, and it's the players who take what they say and mean what they say and apply it after they get their check, after they get their mansion, And it's those are the ones who you really want to build around, right? And it's tough. You know, you never truly know until you get them in your building, to you not only get them through your building, but start losing and see how they respond.
It's like the whole you bring up a great point about in these interviews, everybody's so heavily coached. It's like when you're getting ready for college, the some of these SAT prep course, they know the test through and through. They get you ready for the test, right? They get you ready for the interview. They can't get you ready for college, right? Only you can do that for yourself. And well, your parents, obviously. But it is a fascinating question. We'll never get an answer to it, but somebody eventually is going to unlock it. The way that, you know, the salary cap goes up and everybody's kind of hacked the, hey, when you get your quarterback on the rookie deal, go all in. Look at the Houston Texans. Spent like $175 million on free agents. Let's go for the glory. Back to the draft real quick. Is there someone who's maybe a little overrated in your book? We don't want to end up crapping on young college guys here, but maybe the market's higher on than you or vice versa.
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of players. I'll focus on one, Brian Thomas out of LSU.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan, so I'm not saying I think he's a bad player by any means, but you know, I'm not necessarily seeing the wide receiver four. I mean, obviously we know there's a top three between any order, Harrison, Odunze, and Neighbors. And I would say most everybody else, you know, betting markets and a lot of evaluators out there on Twitter, on other websites, platforms, have Brian Thomas at LSU as the clear wide receiver four. I personally have him as my wide receiver seven. Mm. So I'm a little off. I think I see the vision, 6'4", 211 pounds, ran a 4.35. Like, I get it. I understand that. But the 1 year of production, the way he was used at LSU is pretty just one-dimensional, I would say. Really kind of one on about three routes. The slants, the goes, and the posts. Doesn't do much in terms of just kind of actual winning via the route. He wins via his speed. And as we know in the NFL, that's not always going to be able to get you open. And so when you're thinking of a guy who is being mocked as a top 15 receiver, I needed a little more clubs in his bag outside of just winning vertically with his size and speed. I just don't know if his game's well-rounded enough to be anything more than a complimentary deep threat, which, don't get me wrong, has a place in an offense, like 100%. I just don't think he's ever going to be a well-rounded enough receiver, especially when you compare him to guys like Adam Knight Mitchell out of Texas. Like, I think he is a much more well-rounded receiver.
Interesting. Than huh. Where are you on the top three receivers? I know some people have Harrison, Neighbors, Odunze. I like Odunze second. Some people even have Neighbors first. I don't think anyone has Odunze first, but how do you rank those three? Or is it team dependent regarding the draft?
No, you know, I don't think it's team dependent. I think there is a clear kind of just 1A, 1B, and then a 2. And I would go Harrison, Odunze as my 1A, 1B. And I know no one's like going out on that limb in terms of Odunze being the solo one. If you told me you thought that, I would not call you crazy by at all. I firmly believe Odunze to me. Let me say this. I think there's a higher chance of Harrison busting than Odunze.
Whoa.
I think of every single player in this entire draft, if you ask me, J-Mac, hey, Brentley, who's the one player you bet your career on hitting? It's Rome Odunze. It is Rome.
Bet your Odunze. Career on?
Bet my career on. It's Rome Odunze. I think he is the closest thing to a can't-miss prospect. He has no holes. Now, between him and Harrison, I think Harrison's a little more just fluid in terms of the movements, a little more looser in their being able to separate at the top of the route. But other than that, I mean, I think Odunze plays the ball better than Marvin Harrison, quite frankly. I think Odunze is stronger than Harrison after the catch. You know, I think Odunze and him are very comparable route runners. And obviously Neighbors, he's just kind of his own player. I mean, he's sensational. Just the explosiveness, a guy who can take the top off the defense anywhere he's out on the field. I think all three of them should be top six picks, depending on the quarterbacks. But I mean, But for me, there are goes Harrison, Odunze, Caleb, Malik. That's my top four.
Is it interesting that Odunze and Neighbors had quarterbacks who could go in the first? I mean, maybe Penix goes to the second. Meanwhile, Harrison had a guy who transferred to like Syracuse or something. I forgot where he went. And last year at this time, we loved Harrison and he had, oh, by the way, CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
Are we almost undervaluing Harrison for not having a good quarterback? I haven't heard that take. I'm just spitballing.
I don't think so. I think Harrison was such a highly regarded prospect coming into the year where it was kind of like, hey, I mean, he could have sat out the year and he still probably would still be viewed as the guy. I think it helps when you have the last name, right? It's easier to kind of just get on that level of but just pedestal, I would say, you know, easier than a Roma Dunze and Neighbors who kind of had to have that year over year production to kind of get to this point. But no, I think Harrison, I mean, anyone trying to underestimate Harrison is just buying into the pre-draft just drama. You know, I think Harrison is just an outstanding prospect. You know, the one hole people want to throw at him is the deep speed. I watched him recently, Jason, just to kind of, you know, he didn't run the combine and Malik Neighbors was supposed to run. And then everyone was talking about Neighbors being wide receiver one because he was going to run a 4.3 and Harrison didn't run at all. If Harrison would have ran, he would have been a high 4.3 guy. I'm convinced. He has that top vertical speed. You see it on tape. He wins down the field whenever he feels like it. It may not be Neighbors, but it's high end top speed.
Mm. I guess we could wrap up with this. If you had to guess pre-draft,
yep,
who's going to be the rookie of the year? Do you think it's Caleb? Is he a slam dunk? Or would you prefer someone who went, say, a quarterback in the late 20s, a Bo Nix to a good team, a Penix to a good team? Or do you just say Caleb's got to be the pick?
If it's just between the quarterbacks, I think it's probably going to be Caleb. I think out of all the teams that would draft a quarterback, whether it's the Vikings, whether it's even the Raiders, the Broncos, we know some of those teams are looking for quarterbacks. I just think the kind of just the position that Caleb is walking into with Keenan Allen, with a DJ Moore, with a pretty good defense, honestly. I mean, I think the team's ready to compete in year one with Caleb. And so if he wins seven or so games, which I think is very, very, very doable, he looks good, plays well. I think the hype that he has coming into the year, it'd be very tough for anyone to usurp him. Now, again, I think the one team that has the weapons, has the infrastructure to give a quarterback a chance would be Minnesota. But I think at the end of the day, I would have to go with Caleb because I do think Caleb is just significantly better than the next quarterback prospect. But that said, if the Chargers draft a receiver, I mean, I think that whoever goes to the Chargers would be right up there with Caleb for rookie of the year odds.
I was going to close with that. Where are you on the Chargers? You work for the organization. Jim Harbaugh is the new sheriff in town. We know, worst kept secret in the league, he wants to reestablish the run and win in the trenches. I don't know. What do you think? My guess is Harrison is gone. Yeah. That being said, there are some scenarios where Odunze's on the board. They go offensive line. What would be your best guess?
My best guess is I think the offensive line stuff right now, it obviously makes sense. Like, don't get me wrong, I get it. They're going to want to run the football. But I do think adding a playmaker makes the most sense. I think personnel side, that's where they would be leaning. And I just think, you know, if it's really between Joel Alt or an Odunze, my money would go to the pick being Odunze.
Interesting. A lot of people are saying receiver or offensive line. I'll just put this out there. I mean, I guess I don't need to, but like trading back to me is the slam dunk pick. Yep. They got a lot of needs on that team.
The team, I'm an Oregon guy as well. So let alone, you know, Chargers. I mean, so I'm a Herbert guy. The narrative of the Chargers always being like this good team that's close to winning hasn't been accurate over the few years. I mean, a lot of holes, as you mentioned. They could trade back and draft a receiver, a tackle, a defensive tackle, another pass rusher, a corner. I mean, certainly if a team is willing, with Minnesota or Raiders or I guess in division, but just a team that looking for a quarterback or even the Colts for a receiver. I mean, that's a rumor right now.
Ooh.
I would be working the phones to get extra draft capital because they have a quarterback, but they don't have a lot else, I would say. And so certainly you need to kind of take a long-term approach of building this roster back. But trading back to me would be the surefire move.
Yeah.
It's an option.
I know everybody wants to trade back all the time. Interesting. You said Colts receiver. I think Colts end up with Bowers. I think he slides in. I think, you know, come on. What do they say? A young quarterback's best friend is the tight end.
Yeah.
I think that would be an awesome fit.
That would be fantastic. If Bowers falls to 15, and I've done a lot of mocks. I think you've done mocks. I've checked your mocks out. Like, placing Bowers is difficult because, again, I think he's a top 10 player, but which team is going to take a tight end in the top 14 before the Colts at 15? You know, it's who knows? Maybe the Jets at 10, maybe the Bears at 9. I know they have Cole Kmet, but yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, as we get closer to the draft, you're going to start hearing, oh, Bowers, Bowers, Bowers. I think Bowers over under is going to change. I think Bowers at this point, sitting here, you know, what, 10 days from the draft, I think Bowers does not make it out of the top 12 picks.
Mm. All right. There's some actionable gambling stuff. Brentley Weissman, former Chargers scout. Obviously, we're less than 10 days away from the draft. Enjoy it. Thanks for the intel and thoughts. And keep up the good work, buddy.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.